Hello, Finnegan's Wake Reading Group. This is Bob and I once again with the 28th edition of our repositioning of the pages of Finnegan's Wake. So this is the 28th page, and it's 534 with an overlap pre and post from 533 into 535. Ian will determine where we stop. And this is number 28. Did I say that? This is number 28. And I have it that there's some content that might be disturbing to people. So back off if you're sensitive. All right, here we go. I'm going to the just below the middle of page 533. Starts off, First Mercus. First Mercus, so they sank ye, Dodo, oh, clearly. And Gregorio at front with Johannes far and back. Gleeglom, there's gnome sweep places like this, sweep nowheres. By whom, as my Kirk Finlaters, ye little church run ye coner, and KK catechism, and joineth in the belief. And as you all know, of a child, dear humans, one of my life's ambitions of my youngin from an early peepee period, while still the hedge of school, intended for broad church, I be fully alive.
Okay. Now, what this is setting up, we are now reliving the Jeffrey Epstein debacle. This is laying all that out. This is laying all that out. We got Gleedoon. I don't know how you pronounce it. Gizgasm or Gizglism or Glibblab or Glibsgloom.
Gleeglom.
And then there's Gleeglom and Gome. And there's a gnome. See, the gnome is dead.
Yeah.
But the gnome's got to get blended. And now, who is Kurt Finlater?
Is that Kirk Kerkorian?
Yes,
I know about Kirk. Mae Brussels was on to him.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed, and that's exactly right. And see, they had this belief, Bob, that everything was okay. See, the dear humans, the little child, it was okay. There's a PC period. It was all intended for broad church. They didn't mean it to be wrong or bad. They weren't trying to hurt nobody's feelings. Oprah Winfrey's famous to tell you that if you're going to molest a child, if you're really good at it, the child don't even know they're being molested.
Mm.
If you're really good at it.
She was good at it.
Still is.
What got her into that? Well, she got abused herself, right? She came out of that.
Yeah, she was, my God, no. I think she was the onsetter. She was saying that her family raped and marauded her and all that shit. I think she was after them, and she used that as an excuse. Now, all these victims, they run around here and say, I was abused as a child, that's why I'm here. And if some of it, you just into the devil yourself, and then you got into it, and you like, it was pretty good, and it didn't eat you, so you eat it. So, yeah, we're not too moved by that. Seems like a cop-out if you really want to get down to it. I can do whatever I want because they did whatever they wanted with me. How is that empowering? It's the reason you like what you like is because somebody abused you. You have to have some way to overcome that. Otherwise, you're doomed, and someone else is going to do all the deciding, so you need to go after them and not you. Wait, I'm not guilty because of weight. I didn't do this thing because of weight. It doesn't make any sense after a little bit. So we're not having a lot of it. But anyway, this is laying it out thoroughly in a very topical sort in the beginning few pages of the week.
All right, so pick it up. Where was I? Catechism.
You just got down to the broad church.
Right. Well, still, okay. From one of my life's ambitions of my youngin, from an early peepee period, while still at the hedge of school, intended for broad church, I, being fully alive to it, was spiritually confirmed in Caliphat's bed by her bougie beloved curate author, Michael Engels.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Caliphat.
You're a man.
Continue?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say something. Michael Engels is your man.
Did.
Okay, let Michael relay Sutton, Percy Sutton of New York City, the lawyer.
Yes, indeed, it certainly
is. I know about Percy. Let Michael relay Sutton and tell you people here who have the phony habit, it was remarkable, in his clairaudience, like that? It'll spin.
It's clever. Because it's kind of like going, it was nasty, but it wasn't as nasty as what you think from this evening. It was pretty nasty. Just saying. However remarkable, all those Claire audience recordings were of a great market concern. They were good. They drove the market very well. Yes, it was remarkable. That's excellent.
Yes, in his Claire audience, as this is only our own Michael Caine, still talking about Michael Angels, when Reicher wrote at Superstation to bring ruptures to our wars.
CNN. CNN, what? Not the Superstation. Not cable news network. No. It can't be.
Amp.
Who was that Jane Fonda husband? What was his name? Oh, Ted Turner. Ted Bundy? No, he acted like Ted Bundy. Ted Kerfuffle.
The baseball player. Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, Joe DiMaggio.
No, that's George DiMaggio. But there was Ted. I forget Ted's name. He was another big hitter.
These are some big hitters too. So now, here we go. In a Claire audience, and who owns, who's head of CNN now?
Jeff Berzacki.
Zucker. So Richter out at Superstation to bring ruptures to our roars. How I amplify MLA and colon. Mm-hmm.
Now McLuhan.
Go ahead.
1955. He did an essay on fitting his wake, and he called it radio and TV versus the absent-minded, and he ends the essay with this section of Finnegan's Wake. I am amplify. It's one of the first technical points that stood out to me, because McLuhan pointed out to me when I read it back in the 50s. I am amplify. That's the extensions of ourselves, extending. Mm-hmm. So this is an important section. Okay, I'll continue. Haim Lun Colin, Pim Pim's Ornery 4-9 hat. Sean Shempson, say when. Oh, there's the sex part, right? Say when. See, joke.
Yeah. Well, no. And there's no, when is Sean coming in? You got to tell. Who is the foreman going to bring into the courtroom? The ornery one. Who's the ornery foreman going to bring Sean Shempson? Tell him when. And then they're going to have Sherlock.
Right. Where's that part?
Home.
You jump
stock.
Ahead? No, okay, home
right
stock on Stedden. I don't see the word foreman.
Up above it. Ornery, foreman, a half.
Oh, yeah. John Shempson, say when. Home stock on Stedden. Liv Poolmark, Illuiger. Hogs won 4 trups, knowing. Do that again. Liv Poolmark, Lurg, Hugs, 1-4, Tops, Knowing, Big Butter Boost. That's sex talk, isn't it? That's the...
It is.
That guy, 1972, guy who lives in the Hawaiian Islands, way out there. Maury Davis, or...
That's when you
Marlon Brando. Marlon Brando. Last Tango in Paris.
Marlon Brando.
Yeah.
That's when you look up in the Urban Dictionary. When you settle for a burger and a grape snow cone, when you find out what that means, it'll shock you.
Uh-huh. Sorry. Thank you. A little rude there. Big Butter Boost, sorry. Thank you. That'll be all for today. Call it off. God Notch, Bri Boily, and the Muddy Christmas. Appreciate the new York custom.
That was all for all the scat lovers near you, so there you go.
Which part were you doing? The lawnmower.
Muddy Christmas.
In the Muddy Christmas. Appreciate the New York customs. Scowl, tack, Tic-tac. Oh, TikTok.
Yeah, they got it. They're going to start telling it on the TikTok. They're saying it. They're laying out the trial on the TikTok. Every day they give who the names were, what they're doing, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, what's up. Every day they're doing them on, and they're multi-levels, and then people are mirroring it because they're taking them down pretty fast. But these people don't want to get this reputation of doing what they're already doing. Wait, they got a reputation for doing what they're already doing? Wait, if they're already doing it, don't they already have that reputation? I don't know, but they're trying not to get a reputation for whatever they're doing that they're already doing. Okay, now, so TikTok. Tick-a-tack, man. It's a dick-dick-dick-dock. Got it.
Yeah, but look at the next. The next line's all about La Palma. The daily reports by Bush aircraft. A wind, a buzz, a water falling. That's what he was... He's always seeing that. Lava streams and steam and the wind. And he's all a buzz about what is this going to lead to. Does he have a clue where this is going?
Yeah.
Mr. Bush aircrafter.
Yeah. Yeah,
is he an alien? He's an alien, isn't he?
He is.
He could. He's a big calm announcer. He's what this page is about.
Very calm. He's very calm.
Yes, but like he's got a. I imagine he's got a big audience. He positioned himself right at the Rumpelstiltskin blockade.
Quadrant.
What do you call that guy? Howard Cosell. He's the Howard Cosell of the tidal wave. It's
Howard.
In the West New York City.
Howard. You're not pronouncing it. It's Howard Cosell.
Howard, you're on the air. Okay. A wind, a buzz, a water falling. Poor a cow. Another guy says, poor cows, do you placator? The fourth guy says, it's the damp, damp, damp. That's what it's going to be like in New York when the tidal wave hits it.
Yeah.
Damp, damp, damp.
And then calm's coming in.
Uh-oh. Calm has entered. Calm spreads throughout the room. Big, big calm. Announcer. It is most Ernst Terulli, a Morrison entertainment. Colt's tooth. I will give tinsel to it. I protest there is literally not one teaspoon spill of evidence at bottom line to my babad, as you should see, as this is. Keeman Lapsang of First Pickings. And I, Marilyn again. And I contango can take off my dirty nine articles. See how I did that? My stuttering. My dirty nine articles of quoting here in Pinnix Park before those in heaven to probe myself by gramercy of justness. I think it's about time you said something.
Now, gramercy of justness. So now they're going to argue that everything that they were doing was appropriate. That we have mercy, which is no more gone, that's gone now, of justness. Gram mercy of justness. Because, see, it's for those in heaven to provoke myself. You see? And now, where is Phoenix Park, Bubby?
That's in Dublin. That's Phoenix Park.
No, in New York City, off 83rd Street.
Really? I don't know that. I lived there 15 years, never came across it.
Well, it wouldn't be exactly like that. What's close to Park?
83rd Street, did you say?
83rd off 83rd Street.
I lived in 91st. I walked by that every day. No, Park, is that? That's close to where Lady Gaga went to school on 91st and 5th.
Correct, as well.
There was a park, Bob.
There was a park. There was a park there, Bob. It's the park. It's for those in heaven.
Well, W.T. Stead had his plaque. Okay, W.T. Stead had his plaque at 91st and 5th on the wall of the reservoir. He's the guy drowned in the Trinidad, the Titanic, and he was sponsored by all the wealthy Fabian socialists who lived in that area from 91st down to 82nd. Say. So somebody in 83rd had something to do with this, Phoenix Park.
Mm-hmm.
So was Phoenix Park where Epstein got his papers?
Yeah.
Walking papers?
Yep.
Penis. Penis Park. Okay, and I contango can take off my 39 articles of quoting here in Penis Park before those in heaven to provost myself by gramercy of justice. I mean very man and Mormon, stiff and staunch forever, and enter under the advice he's <sons. laughs> You like that?
With an ever-loving Woody. With an ever-loving
yeah.
Woody. They didn't need Viagra. They had the good stuff. Forever
yeah.
and enter under the advices of Mrs. Norris Sotheby. Southside. We call it Sotheby.
Inc. and Weston, Inc. To their favored client.
That's the law office.
Oh, that's a lawyer. Okay. But who's their favorite client? Epstein?
No, above it. The advices of the Mrs. Norris. That's the Maxwell, Ghislaine Maxwell.
The Norris is just that one name.
Mm-hmm. Mrs. Norris. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not Southby, Yates, and Weston. And
correct.
She's their favorite client.
Yeah.
Into my pre-Protestant caveat against the publication of libel by any Tix Tim Tipsy Loon or Pub Tom Tally of Kearsarge Lean. What is he?
Okay, wait.
He's
yes,
a blower.
That's right. Now they wait. Now see, now they're starting to lay it out. They're trying to protect it, her, from the swamp that's going to turn this out. And then you got Tubin, Jeff Tubin from CNN. And then of the Kirstie Lane, and then a blow-eyed Lance Joint warning low belt suit with not breaky knees, because that's when he got caught masturbating on his Zoom call.
Yes, I remember that. A blow-eyed Lane Joint wearing low belt suit with not breaky knees and both his rings round him. And a false, rude axe hand. He is converser to Saunders Knuckleletters and the Pose Toffee's directory in his business. Business.
Mm-hmm.
The Golden Shower?
Yeah.
Or Brass Against, that woman 2 or 3 weeks ago pissed on the audience member. She was the singer for Brass Against. I think that was the name of the group. The best begrudged man in what?
How pleasant.
The best begrudged man in Belgradia who doth not be leased to our pavior, to my nonsuch, that highest personage. Nope. I screeched
no,
the
hall. Uh-oh. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Now, here we go. Now, there's a record. There's a black book. And it's now gone. Now, we've got to keep this so we can't release it, because we've got to keep that safe, secure. So make sure that it is none such, that there's not. And if the highest paid parsonage is the moment they're going to hold down the throne. Go ahead, Bob.
Well, that's Prince Andrew.
That's right.
Yeah. The best begrudged man in Belgradia who doth not release to our pavior, to my non-such, that highest personage at moments holding down the throne. So, to speak of beauty scouts in elegant pursuit of flowers, searchers for tabernacles in the celluloid art, happened seen sore eyes be lit?
You can't believe what you can see on the celluloid art. Yeah, and that's where you had the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts was providing children as well to play, which is why
wow.
they broke down and got rid of Boy Scouts.
Jeez. That was all true then.
Oh, yeah. They'd drag them boys out in the woods and see what happened.
All right. The cad, he walked by North Strand with his Tom's towel in hand. That's like coming out of a showers, right? Guy with a towel on his face.
Or a nice bathhouse.
Yeah. Yeah. Snake Eye Strangler of Sophisticated Green Parrots. I protested that he is by my white half. He was leaving out of my double ends while he was all tepling over my single exits. So was Keyshane on for his recent behavior. Sherlock is looking for him. Sherlock is lurking for him. All our belt spanners. Okay, you should have something to say.
We did. The issue now, this turns when, this is where the hydroxychloroquine starts to move in, and the adrenochrome, This is where that lurks into it. But not all of them go that far. But they're not trying to be sexual. They're just trying to be young and pretty from a fake version of ascension. But it plays off again. They're trying to do the ascension program on their own. And you got to do it through your power. Can't do it from another's power. Can't take your power from another human being.
Especially not blood.
Correct.
Guaranteed. So where is the reference to the adrenochrome? What line is that?
Oh, this is it. You go right here with the references of the blood Kirish, with the mastiff littered in blood Kirish.
Where's that? I don't see that. Is that up above, or what I didn't get to yet?
You got. Oh wait, you're fixing to do it. Sorry, we're ahead of you. Go ahead. Sherlock is lurking him. Go ahead.
You're right. Sherlock is lurking for him. All air belt spanners, get your air, Kurt. Shame if that means get on the air. You're on the air, right? Get your air, Kurt. Mm-hmm. That's like Cuomo. Mm-hmm. Shame upon Private M. Shame upon Private M. Shame's on his fulsomeness.
Mario. Shame Mario. Upon Private Mario. Mm-hmm.
You mean Mario Cuomo?
Yep.
Okay. Shame's on his fulsomeness. Shame's on his art. Shame's on his Atkins scums, little lying, Sulin for an outcast massive. There it is, littered in blood Kirish. Wow. Yeah. They got some of that going across the Maui Bay here. You know, the island that Larry Ellison owns. They have some therapy going on over there.
How pleasant to know that, Bob. It's pleasant to divulge that so close to your house. That's good. That's nice.
Aristocrat,
seedy details you'd like to share, Bob? Do tell. We're all ears. Do tell.
Well, it comes from Glenn. Glenn went over there. Did some spying.
Uh-huh.
We'll have him on someday.
I see.
Aristocrats till hanging tower, stuck a javelin through his advowed tried heart. It's a heart clinic, I think, over there.
Well,
it's got Larry Bird. It's all about Larry Ellison. Look at this. Larry Bird.
Uh-huh.
Heart clinic. Aristocrats. Yep. Blood Kirish. Amazing.
And they even got flaps. And they even got flaps in here, Bob. They got flaps in here.
My old
That's
buddy.
Crazy.
Oh, my God. My old buddy who competed for the second coming. Flaps and Steve.
Oh, no. Poor Flaps. I hold you responsible for this. You drug Flaps into this bullshit. That's disgusting. You beat everything. You beat everything, Bob.
You can see Flaps in my diary. Okay, I'll just get back on the rhythm again. Seamus on his ass comes lying sullen for an outcast mastiff littered in blood courage. Aristocrats till hanging tower stuck a javelin through his advertried heart. Instant flaps my Larry Bird, dangled my high flyer, jiggity jig my jack-a-dandy line. Let me never see his wad fez again. And mine it was. Wad fez. The glory wad. The church sub genius phrase. Let me never see his wad face again. And mine it was. Bartold von Hunterig, so sound of furrows, in brackets, our spring like his josture, imitiate, what did we say, imitiate, let's put that, imitiate, my curl as hers now, so use then. When to our lot it fell on my popular sex, but there it is, my second Hunterig. What? Yep. There it is, blatant.
When by.
Popular sex.
When by. Wait a minute. Here we go.
When by gate when of by. Hell.
Where?
before his hostel of the Woden Man.
That's the island. That's Epstein's island, called the Gate of Hell.
Right. We're when by Gate of Hell. And H-A-L stands for IBM. H-I-A-B-L-M. See? H-A-L, and then the letters after each of those letters is IBM. Gate of IBM. Where is IBM today? How are they doing?
Watson.
Are they part of this?
Watson's doing okay. No, but this Big Blue is a great snow cone.
Okay. Went to our lauded fella, my popular sex ex, my sex and centenary, went by Gate of Hell, before his hostel of the Woden Man, I hastened to freehold it up to his memem, majuscules, his magnus megastick, first city's least curious of his novatara. Tara? Brought in Tara?
Uh-huh.
I brought in Tara.
Yeah. No. No, Novatara. That means the island or where the most noble go. Where the gross bucked. The very expensive engagement.
Did you say expensive?
Yeah.
Very expensive engagement. The rust buck.
Magnus Muggerstick.
Mm-hmm. Malcolm Muggeridge. First city's least keys of this Novatara, our most noble. Yeah, Tara's our most noble. When Haas brought on his priceless charger, Ferdinand Alabaster. You don't need light.
Alabaster now, Bob. Now we're going to have some Ragnarok before this is over with. We're going to get the Giants in on this. Go ahead.
You bring him in. He's from Chapter 1. How'd he get up to here?
Right.
Ferdinand Alabaster.
28, Bob.
Right. You don't need no light or till Norway for you feigned one or every doorway. Want to hear that again? You do not need light or. See, McClune had an or in his office over the door. The coach house. So, reference to McClune here? You do not need light or till Norway for you feigned one every doorway. No, I didn't do that right. You do not need light or till Norway for you feigned one or every doorway. With my albums, greet them through this whole of my promises, handshaky congratulations, excellently. Who saw the
see
what's
happening? We have the arrangement. I'll come diddle your babies. I'll come diddle your babies, and you're gonna keep it quiet. Or there's an oar over the door, and I'm gonna beat the fuck out of you if you stop. Because we got promises on the handshaky. And we're going to get congratulations, excellency. Pretty nice.
And then the last line, it has the right word. Who saw the Jack Redair's hand gripper this abreast? Breast. Back to the problem. Women grew tits.
Yep.
That
and
started
some
it
of them were gingers. Some of them are gingers, and we know what happens with them.
That's the next line. So, do you want to go a little further?
We better stop there.
Yeah.
No, go on down. Just go ahead and do it. You'll be done. Go down to a nudge.
Okay. Who saw the Jack Redair's at hand gripper this abreast? Those Macca's ginger. Someone we was with us, all fours. Adversarium, the spiking devil, first liar in London, wolf. See you, Scargore, in that spooky sprout.
Uh-oh.
What?
See, they're setting the stage now. It's not just here, Bob. It's tripped across the sea.
To London. See you, Scargore, on that spooky sprout. And those mices, sulking tarts, man sicker, and I ear bluffed conservative. That's a question mark. Man sicker and I ear bluffed conservative? Shucks. Such rats house bugs miss, so I cannot barely conceive of. Lowest basement. Oh, there's the basement. Remember the basement in the restaurant? The pizza place. Pizzagate.
Pizzagate.
Lowest basement in history. Yeah, it is. Hillary, everybody went there. the lowest basement. And then they fooled that guy. He went looking, and he couldn't find it, so they said there wasn't any, but Ian knew the secret door to the real basement. That was there. Mr. Podesco. What's that guy's name? Podesta.
Podesta. John Podesta.
Yeah, he was the host.
What was that? Why do you call that baby loving, spirit talking, or spirit fucking, or something? Something like that.
That Abramovitz, the artist, the female artist, performance star.
Mm-hmm.
Forget her name. Might have been Abramovitz or something. Lowest basement in history. Now, this next phrase, Ibsenus Nansens, McLuhan used to use that. He liked that phrase. It refers to James Joyce's first favorite playwright, Ibsen. And so someone here is complaining that Finnegan's Wake looks like a distortion of Ibsen's style or breakthrough or themes. Nonsense. Ibsenist nonsense. It's funny, in the middle of this Pizzagate perversity, they bring in an aesthetic judgment. Ibsen is nonsense. I mean, I guess if you're an Epstein guy who knew every scandal that ever was through his lifetime, he became an aesthete of scandals. And he preferred one kind of scandal, and maybe a Samuel Beckett. Everybody sit around waiting for him, waiting for Godot kind of playwright, and he didn't like Ibsen. That's pretty interesting. Ibsen is nonsense.
Yeah.
Nucksack, Perpeler and Power. The Broker, Heart, and Shogun. Whole affair is rotten. Oh, that's important, isn't it? There it is. Whole affair is rotten. Mug, swinish, porky pigs, draft. Enough!
And now that's where we are. Is this gonna stop? No, it's not gonna stop, but now it's gonna be noted. Now people are watching. Now people are streaming. Because people didn't even realize that even such a thing could take a place.
Yeah.
You know, that even thing was even possible. Because you think about hurting a kid. Who the heck can you do that? I mean, that's insane.
who would do that?
That's a good place to stop. A good place to stop.
Enough. And the irony of it is, it's not enough. Nothing stops.
Yeah.
But the awareness of surveillance is going to put pressure on Epstein and his devotees, followers, continuing of the tradition. Where would that be? Who's the next? Okay, let's have an exclusive. Who is the new Epstein right now? Who picked up the pieces? Who picked up the little girls? We know him?
Mary Ellen.
He's trying to frame me. He's putting it right across the street from me, across the bay. All right, I'm on to that. Thank you.
You do live on Hell Island, Bob. Where is the better place for it? For God's
sake. Yeah. The gate of hell. This is the gate of hell. Woden man.
15.
Okay. Let me include the gang. I will unmute, and we'll see what kind of contributions they make.
All participants are now unmuted.
16 minutes left. Go ahead. All doors are open. All portals are swinging.
Stop! Don't be talking that bullshit. You can't talk like that, Bob. You're going to get censured. They're going to censure you. You're going to keep talking that crap. Sex talk here on the thing is crazy.
Looks like Jack wants to say something.
Okay. Bob, how did you know that Finnegan's Wake would align to everything that's happening today?
I didn't know that.
He's known it all his life.
I didn't know, Jack. I'm a simpleton.
He's read this gibberish. He would go pay people to let him read. He would go pay people in New York City to make him read it so he could practice so he could do something with his life before it was too late. Don't think for one second that this is a funny thing happened on the way to the forum. No, he's been practicing his shit for all of his life.
Blake Zappa, always practicing.
He's going to be still practicing too. Lots of practice required if it's going to get better. But he's going to become a centenarian. And he hasn't learned a goddamn thing. How about that?
Yeah, my 100th birthday's coming up. February 2nd.
Ooh. 2/22 of 2022.
I saw this, Ion. Let me just see.
What? What?
Listen to this. Listen to this. Okay. And I go like that. Look, what the heck is this? It's listed in my list of songs. There's 1,000. Listen to this.
And yes, you can have Bob Wood. Bob would tear up. He'd say, destroy all the gold, so the platinum's all that's left. Get away with it. Just like, destroy them, destroy them. Yes, burn the platinum, genius. I own it already anyway. I'll burn it if I want to. Keep off to the seven winds, you sea dog devil. Get down behind me. I'm the dark soul. I'll conquer you and everything you own up on. And the horses of the apocalypse will die drinking the water coming from my penis. As I pee sitting down, I'll show you. Yeah, don't you worry about that. See, that's why Bob works it, darling. You don't have to kill the horses of the apocalypse. Bob can, but you don't have to do all that, darling. It's not that, dude. So it's nice for him to come in and straighten everything out for you. Well, wait, here's what you do, darling. Apparently, all you gotta do is call Bob and tell him to do it, and you got it. He's got
Call
Bob and say, Bob, take care of this for me. And he'll say, well, I don't know about all this. It's all good. Nice.
Get this again. What's this? Let's review it a bit here.
And yes, you can have Bob Wood. Bob would tear up. He'd say, destroy all the gold so the platinum's all that's left. And get away with it. It's like, destroy them, destroy them. Yes, burn the Church of the Genius. I own it already anyway. I'll burn it.
I own the Church of the Genius. It says I own the Church of Some Genius. They made that about 7 years ago.
Wow.
The entry is, the title in this list of 1,000 songs is I own the Church of Genius.mp3. Wow. What could that mean? Okay, what, do you have any ideas, Bert? What do you say about what you've heard? Your mind's blown once again, right?
Yes. And it's for anyone who's not familiar with Ion, this should give some validation, because Ion knew about the sections in the warning, and it's all in there. It's all laid out. All laid
now,
out.
Now, he did say this was dedicated to me. Why the most evil man in today's society, Mr. Epstein, gets aligned with me, Ion? What's that about? Am I taking over Epstein?
No, Bob, you do it with everybody. You stay with them until they buy or until they die.
Anybody else got anything to say?
Yeah.
Bob is not a respectful person. He doesn't respect anybody. He doesn't respect anybody.
I have no regard.
No regard. Warm or otherwise. That's why necrophilia is always in the backup. Hard times, you get that, Bob. You get necrophilia during hard times. You get that. See, there you go. Now, this is interesting because rigor mortis will set in after a while, so everybody can enjoy. It's all good. We're getting warmed up.
Any comment from the Peter Gallery?
You vulgar thing. You, Bob, you vulgar. You are just vulgar. Karen Dean's going to kill you when she gets up. It's going to be ugly.
Don't mention her. Ooh. She's a respectable doctor. Yeah. Do not bring her into this den of, you know what, penis gallery.
Iniquity.
No, that's a cliche.
Iniquity.
Apologize for calling you a penis gallery. That's a stupid phrase. We've got to have a new one. Dupe participants or something. Dupes of non-physical.
Hey, what's Bob's wad fez?
That's the wad. The wad is the 2/3 of humanity, you know, or the pinks in the Church of Subgenius dogma. It's called the wad, W-A-D. Is that what you're quoting? You're referring to that part, right?
Let me never see his wad fez again.
Yes, wad face. It's the wad face. That's a pink face. That's a irritating, kind of regular-looking person. Somebody trying to be moral.
I thought a fez was one of those Egyptian hats they wear.
No, it can
like
be face also.
Like a tam.
Right. That's what
covers your face.
J.J. Kirtle, Hertak, that's what he wears, a Tam. J.J. Hertak. Tam.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad we got that sounds like Dimitri.
I'm glad we got that straightened out.
So, who else has got something to say? Have you got Roland McHugh's annotations there to help you?
It won't help. That's no. What's wrong with Roland. It doesn't help.
Let's dedicate the next 45 seconds to Roy.
Yay.
Roy.
40 seconds. Come on. Nobody's doing nothing. Such a bunch of...
And the Muggy Crushman.
Muggy Crushman, yes.
And the Muggy Crushman. Is that what's going to happen at Christmas? Shitty Christmas?
Yeah. If the tidal wave happens.
Yeah.
Your stockings is going to get if that happens, your stockings is going to get wet.
Yeah.
But all you're going to have them is coal. All you're going to have them is coal. Oh, wait, no. Biden shut down all the coal mines. Damn, the kids ain't even going to get coal for Christmas this year. This is fucked up.
Now, Bert, look at that. At the top of 534, in the Mighty Christmas, that's the effect of the tidal wave coming to New York City. And the next line, appreciates a New York customs. It names New York in the next line.
Wow.
Yep. And if anybody's interested, there's a $75 million penthouse in Miami that they're selling for $1.25 or best offer, whichever one.
Because it's in the lineup to the tidal wave.
Yeah. It's going to be sea level by 1,000 feet.
Easy for you to laugh.
Not my place.
Nobody got anything else to say? You're just
well,
I was wondering what
he was leaving out of my double ins while he was all tippling over my single exits referred to, Bob.
Yeah, where's that?
Yeah.
I remember reading it. Where's that?
Two-thirds of the way down.
Oh, yeah,
one,
I see it.
Sorry,
yeah.
534. Yeah.
So some of doubles. There are a lot of doubles in the Epstein gate. He was leaving out of my double ends while he was all tepling over my single exits. Exits. So that's about doubles and originals.
Here's how this works. Okay. Well, listen, and we'll tell you. What would happen is they'd have a double. They'd go to a resort. And the double would be at the resort while the real star, the exit, would sneak out and they'd go to Pleasure Island. And do the do. And they couldn't get him involved in it because the double was right there eating or fucking or swimming or whatever they do. So everybody saw him. So he couldn't be over there getting his little kid because he was here all the time.
They're
uncomely. See how they say they're uncomely exit? Yeah, the uncomely exit there. That's a little too plain, isn't it?
I think the pattern, Bert. It's a McLuhan effect. The speed up of life, and so many people got so wealthy, so fast, and they could easily exhaust their perverted desires because there was no community policing them. So everybody got pretty perverted. They start in the 60s. By the 80s, they're fucking nuts, right? They have to kill people to get off.
The Carnegies was fucked up. The Vanderbilt was fucked up. You can't.
Yeah, but that's two people.
For 1 second, you invented. No. That's a whole. Have you ever been to the Hamptons, Bob? There's several of them right through there.
I own the Hamptons. Come on now. But look, I'm talking about the speed up, and the Carnegies never got this bad. Whatever perversities that.
That you knew.
It's
a good thing they didn't have Tic Tac. If they had Tic Tac, it'd been some shit. You know that. If they'd been Tic Tac, it'd been ugly. Jack Trafatti done wrote on that now, just so you know.
Poor Jack. He just keeps avoiding us. He just doesn't want to know.
Poor Jack.
Yeah.
I have a question coming.
Uh-oh.
Go ahead.
All right.
Bart shows up.
At the last minute.
Yeah.
I just wanted to ask, is the you said earlier that the Sinaloan cartel is being punished, Ion. Is that in this chapter?
It is. That's the reference that it's making for what's coming next out of the arrows. That's the lurking in the background. Because see, they're going to have to flip, get out of the drug business and go into the marketing of the cheering. That's why they're letting the border thing down to bring all the fresh children. The people can't, the Spaniards get your ass back to Honduras. You're not welcome. But then cheering, you bring them children, they're going to come stand right over here. They're going to put them in their cages. In some little Biden. And we're going to put them in a Biden basket. We got Biden baskets or bigger. Biden baskets or bigger. All those children can stay right here in the back.
Biden's baskets are bigger.
Bring
Brandon,
Bob bigger baskets.
Brandon Boskins. Brandon Boskins.
Bob.
I'm Bob
bigger.
Brandon.
Let's go, Bobby.
Bob, tell the world I have lived 2,000 hells. What was that about?
You did? When did you do that?
Bob, it's in Finnegan's Wake.
Oh, okay. I thought you were speaking for yourself.
Tell the world.
Speaking for oneself is a foreign construct for Bob. He's never done
it. As I have to say, Bob, pity please, lady, for poor O.W.
Yeah, where is this? What page?
On page 535, Bob. After you, is that you, Whitehead? Have you had nice now? Give us your mouse bit reception. Go down a little bit more. And then it says there, dear gone mummeries, Gobi, tell the world I have lived 2,000 hells. Pity, please, lady, for poor
O.W.
Well,
you mean the top paragraph? What line? Line 9? Where is this? I don't see it.
It didn't get covered. That's at the bottom. At the bottom of 535. Mm. We only got
to
it.
We didn't get to there.
No, he jumped ahead.
Yes, we did. We didn't get down to there. You can't be quoting something we didn't get to. You fucking idiot.
Oh, for God's sake. This is where we're there. This is where we've come to. Okay, everybody turn to page 719, and we'll continue the service right there. That's it.
But look at this. This is an important part, because on the last line on page 535, it says, that was communicator, a former colonel, a disincarnated spirit. Now, back in the day, when McCullough was talking about being discarnate, we go, wow, it's in Finnegan's Wake. Look at it. It's right there in Finnegan's Wake, page 535. So this is a special Bob page. That was communicator.
Wow. There you go, Bob.
What is all that mumbly under the river stuff?
It's James Martinez.
James Martinez.
Martinez. Martinez Curtis.
James Martinez.
Mumbling under the viaduct.
That's the fish.
That's Charlie Sheen's daddy. He's a Martinez, too.
Okay, Bill's getting ready.
Oh, he's doing better too, y'all. He's doing good. That cheeseburger did the ticket. It's all better now.
End this hour, Bob. You're damn right you end this hour, Bill. I ain't paying one more nickel.
One more dime. Bob says, I'm too weak, I'm too poor, I'm not gonna do it for a dime no more. 50 cents is my new price. Give me a quarter and I'll do it twice.
Another instant limerick.
Instant. It's like Spanka coffee, Bob. It's always ready. Lunch meat is always ready.
Spanka coffee.
Spanka coffee.
It's always ready.
Okay, so who's going to put the last insight in? Who's got the last pattern?
Stop! You can't be talking like that. Who's going to put the last insight in? You can't talk like this shit. Why did he be mad at Kelly?
Whoop
your ass. She's
going to
whoop your ass. That's what she
said. What are you doing, Evan? You got anything to say, Evan? You got a pattern?
She's stunned.
and continue. Faith and continue.
Evanston never happens. Never.
Good morning.
Yeah, see? Thank you. Good morning. He's like the nurse just walked into the patient hall in the insane asylum. Good morning. Nurse Ratchet.
Time to take your meds.
Just remember, y'all, don't eat the yellow snow.
We were on.
A wise advice.
Is there a volcano in Arizona?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.